Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff in IT and IT security. I love apps. I really do. I love software. I wanted to be a developer originally. Well, not originally. I mean, once you get past those normal kid thoughts, right? Like, I wanted to be a scientist, and I wanted to be an explorer, and I wanted to be a beatnik poet. You know, the things that, you know, young people want to do. When I got to my teens, I was hardcore about writing code, and I went to the university initially to be a developer. I love writing apps. And as you might know, right now, as I record this video, maybe as you watch this video, right now I'm spending a lot of time looking at the application of cryptography and encryption, where it works, where it fails, and why this silver bullet technology that we all use to secure things oftentimes is not. The intersection of those two is kind of interesting. So if you take something like an application and you got a secret, and we say, hey, you cannot share that secret in clear text. All right, no problem. So I won't put it in my config file and whatnot. I'll put it in my code and I'll compile it. Yay. But wait, it can't be in your code either because it's still clear text. All right, well, no problem. I'll encrypt it. Okay, good. So now we got an encrypted secret. What are you using to decrypt? Ah. So now I need another shared secret or another password to decrypt that encryption key to get the access to the content. But we can't store that in clear text either. So you see, suddenly we've got this layer upon layer, stack upon stack of turtles that define how we're encrypting these things. This, hey, no problem. We'll move to a key safe. And people just check out the passwords. That's awesome. That's a great idea. So, what's the password for the key safe? And how's the application authenticated to that? And again, it ends up being clear text. So oftentimes, we have public-private keys, we have API keys, we have passwords, all these things, either config files or in the compiled application code themselves, because the developers think, well, if it's compiled, then no one can read it. Or at least, you'd have to have a phone, right? And let's say it's an Android app. You'd have to have a phone, and that phone would have to be rooted, and the person would have to be malicious, and they'd have to know what they're doing, and yada, 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 yada. So the complexity in the mind of the developer is very high, and therefore the security exists to at least put some shared secret for authentication within that application. Now, realizing how easy it is these days to look at Android apps and pull them down. So, for example, I don't have an Android phone. I do most everything on an iPhone. There, I've doxed myself. Come at me, you know, you wanna. So, I don't have an Android phone, but I have pulled down and pulled apart application packages or APKs for Android. The way I do that is there's a website called APK Pure. You throw in the name of the app from, you know, Google Store or Google Play, and it pulls the app down and you download the APK. Then you run it through a tool that decompiles it, reverses it, right? Because it is what it is, and it's actually just Java language interpreted. So you roll it back. Go ahead. You let people pass you in traffic, as one does. There's my karma points for the day. Download the file, pull it down, reverse it to Java, run grep on it, or your string tool of your choice, PowerShell, whatever it may be, PowerShell select string, and pull out passwords, secret keys, everything. There's 9 times out of 10, they're right in that file, right available for you. So the application of cryptography within applications is a little tricky. One thing I suggest to you, if you're involved with applications or encryption, is check those things out. Download a couple of your apps, check the code, see where they're storing those passwords, because I bet you dollars to donuts, it's somewhere where they can find one, and if you can find one, you can walk down that stack of turtles and get into your sensitive data. Fun times. Have a good one.